What's up?
Yee yee.
Bro. All right. What's up? You're 25 now.
Happy birthday to me.
Wow.
How does it feel?
Y'all, weird. 25 is a weird birthday. I felt really, like, I didn't feel like it was my birthday. And then I was like, what is life? Like, I'm literally going through a quarter life crisis right now. I made terrible decisions this weekend, including my hair and my nails. Why did I choose this color?
Why? What's wrong with neon green? Yeah, what's wrong with neon green?
Okay. It's just, I wanted it to be pastel and it looks lime green. And everyone was like, oh, did you get St. Patrick's Day nails? Like, no, that wasn't supposed to be the vibe, but like, I've never gone like them this short really or this shape. I don't know. Like, I thought that short nails were in. So I was like, I'm going to do short nails. And then I fucking did this to my hair. And I was like, God, what am I doing? I feel like I'm going through a quarter life crisis.
The nails are definitely like Nickelodeon slime green.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what they are. But so she hates the color. I don't mind the color. I mind the shape.
I kind of like the shape.
Just because they're short or the actual shape?
I don't like the square.
Yeah.
I like
square.
Okay.
I usually
like
do
you should have rounded them. If you're going to do short nails, like they need to be rounded.
Those are like flubber green.
But anyways.
It's the color.
And it's not only me and Alex coming at her this weekend. Like literally everyone told her they hate her hair and her nails.
And it was like, y'all, it's my fucking birthday. Jeez. No, literally, you guys, like I got – okay, so my hair. I don't know if you see it, if this is on social or if you're watching on YouTube. My hair is – I have braids now. And I've gotten braids before, but I've never done them a lighter color. They were just dark before. And I was like, shit, I should – like maybe I should do blonde braids. And I'm looking up like photos on Pinterest and like Jordan Woods, who is Kylie Jenner's best friend, she did braids and she did them blonde. And I was like, shit, like those look so hot. Like she looks hot. Like I want to do that. And so I sent the hair lady the inspo pics. I'm like, let's do blondes. Like I think it would look so good. She's like, yes. Wrong fucking color. They're orange. They're literally fucking orange. Like they look terrible next to my skin color.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like, so she like had the colors that were available and the color that you wanted, she didn't have in stock. And you were like, I'll still come.
No, because I was going to mix the lighter one with the dark one. It's just like, it was a fucking disaster. And I was like, I love it so much. Yeah. Thank you.
I would have been, well, like I cry at the end of like, if I don't like my hair when I leave the place, which it's happened once, I was really young, but like I was tearing up. Like Kenna can act about anything. It's like the scariest thing because she's an actress. She's a theater kid. So she can act. And so you just never know. And so she was able to make that girl think that she made Kenna's 25th birthday the best birthday she's ever had.
Wait, is that what happened though? She didn't have the color that you wanted in stock? That happened?
No. Yeah. Because, okay. Yeah. There was a color that I wanted, but the other, there was another blonde and I was like, oh, this looks close enough to that color that I was like, and there was like a platinum blonde. So I was like, she was like, I can mix the platinum blonde with the darker blonde and like, it will look like this photo is what she told me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, perfect. Like, I trust you. You've been doing braids for a long time. Like, whatever. No, it doesn't fucking look like the photo at all. And like, I mean, they were $300 and I tipped her 20%.
And what time did you get there on your birthday?
Okay. So this was on my actual birthday.
Right.
They took 7 hours. I got there at 6 a.m. and I left at 1 p.m. I also Uber Eats Starbucks. Because I was starving.
Too.
And I'm like, do you want anything? She's like, oh, no. Starbucks is too expensive. I'm like, oh, like it's on me. Like it's fine.
So she's like, oh, okay, sure.
Oh, yeah. She gets a fucking caramel macchiato and a cheese Danish. I'm like, bitch, you're about to have me spend $20 on you.
So she said, no, thank you. It's too expensive. And then you said, oh, it's on me. And she said, cheese Danish and caramel macchiato.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a wild
Holy
pivot.
Cow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you spent $360. Plus the Starbucks. And then how long were you there for?
7 hours.
Sounds like
$400.
I mean, that might be why.
No, literally she goes, and I didn't know that like I wasn't, like my sister has gotten braids before and she was like, you just pay the price. Like you don't tip. And I was like, oh, like I didn't know that. Like you're supposed to, she's like, no. Like she's making so much money off of just like doing like the $300. Like you're not supposed to tip. If anything, you tip like $10. And I'm like, oh my God, I had no idea. So I tipped her $60. When she got the fucking Venmo,
what
she was
she
like,
do?
Oh my God, you're blessing me like this on your birthday?
Dude, you're...
I was like, yeah, like, thank you so much.
And that's when you knew you fucked up.
Yeah. I was. She's like, you're blessing me like this on your birthday? I was like, yeah, what? Like, I just tipped you 20%.
That is so funny.
Yeah, I mean, like, she did a good job. It's just the color I'm not obsessed with. Right, like,
she did execute the braids to the curls, which is what you wanted, which Jordan Woods had. But, okay, so then you went and got your nails done
Right after. I'm like,
appointment after appointment, yes. Which, like, kind of sucks on your birthday.
On my birthday. But I was like, I'm going, like, we have dinner tonight. Like, I'm seeing this boy that I have a crush on, like, at home. So I'm like, I need to, like, be looking good. I need my fucking nails done on my birthday. And my mom was like, put them on my card. I'm like, hell yeah. So right. I go and I'm like, I'm looking up, like, literally as I get there, spring nails, March nail trends, and like green is showing up. I'm like, okay, maybe it's just green because St. Patrick's Day. But like, I was like, okay, like, is green in?
To the girl? To the lady?
No. Like, I'm just like thinking that to myself. Yeah. And I find like this like pastel green that I really like. And like, I have him try it on one of the fake nails. I'm like, oh, okay. And he only did one coat. This is three coats. So it's not looking like what I wanted them to look like. And I was like, God damn it. And then I get back and everyone's like, I sent a picture. I'm like, I'm making terrible decisions today. Yeah. My fucking hair and my fucking nails.
And so that might be why you cried on your birthday, you think?
Yeah. Well, or no. So I send a photo to our friend group. I'm like, hair, like, just got my hair done. Silence. No one says a word. Everyone opens right. it. No one responds. I'm like, that's when you fucking know. You guys can't even lie and be like, I love your hair on your birthday. Like,
no, everyone was, I mean, a few people said they liked it, but like Caroline was like, oh, it's absolutely orange.
Oh, she goes, you look like Goldilocks.
Yeah, she called her Goldilocks all weekend.
I mean, my best friend Mimi was like, yeah, I don't know if that's it. Like Mackie was like, yeah, no. Like,
no. I'm the most supportive.
Yeah. My mom was like, I would have never done that if I were you. And I'm like, perfect. So here I am. Don't worry, guys. They'll only last a month. They will be gone by 20 April.
Days.
Yep. Probably earlier because I'll be ripping these bitches out. But yeah, I don't love my hair.
I'm really sorry. That's not a fun situation to be in. But at least you're pretty, right? Like, at least you have a good face.
That's the thing. Like, you know? I'm like, at least I could probably rock anything.
Yeah, anything. Any color, any style. Like, even a buzz cut.
So I did.
Which might be the next step, depending on how the next week goes. Yeah. Straight to buzz cut.
Fucking shave all that shit off. No, so I posted on my birthday, or the day after my birthday, I posted like some photos that we had taken on Saturday. And I just have to be honest with you guys because I am, you know, pretty transparent and open and honest. I lied on Instagram and I acted like I loved my hair and that I was obsessed with the braids. And the truth is, obviously, I'm not. And I just thought I have to be fake on social right now because I spent $300 on them. And, you know, I just have to. So I'm sorry that I lied to you guys.
That's
on social
fine. Media. I feel like a lot of people do that, you know?
Yeah.
It's worth it for the hair.
I'm not going to lie. I edited them to be a little bit blonder.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Dude, come on.
I know.
You cannot be doing that.
Tell?
Oh, you pulled it up. I mean.
They're a little bit kinda, blonder. But like,
now that you say it, the color's looking a little different from in person to that.
Okay.
What do you think, Alex?
Yeah, it's definitely blonder in the picture.
At least I'm telling you guys.
Damn, dude. Your back looks good, though.
I know, right? My back was looking good.
Yeah. Your outfit was a sleigh. You still looked amazing.
Thank you. I took
that photo.
Yeah, Mackie had. So
she was having a full-on birthday meltdown, obviously. So I'm like, all right, we're going to go with the doorway. And
Alex just highlighted my caption, 25 and fucking thriving.
With like 9 G's and a sparkle emoji.
Yeah. Nice caption.
Just so fake, dude. Smiling through the tears.
Yeah.
I'm so fake on social right now. But usually I'm real. But I was like, dude, I fucking spent $400 on these braids. I have to post like I love them right now. And you know, if you're a pod listener and you're a real one, you'll know that I'm fucking lying on social media. And if you're not, then you'll just fucking go with that. So yeah, I did have a absolute mental breakdown on my birthday though at Mackie's house to her mom. I'm like in her mom's arms, like bawling my eyes out, and I couldn't even tell her why. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I'm 25. I'm so single.
Were you saying that to her? I was like, what was kind of okay? Like, what was she crying about? The next day, my mom's like, yeah, she thinks she was just a little emotional.
Yeah. And she's hugging me. Oh, baby girl, it's okay. She's literally like the sweetest human being. But like also like my mom wasn't there. Like I was missing my dad like always. So like it was a lot of emotions. But
and like you sat through appointment after appointment with people that are not your family or friends.
And
right?
I hated
like,
my
for
hair.
Hours.
And I hated my nails.
Yeah. Like maybe in the future we just don't do appointments on our birthday and do it the day before. you know.
Yeah.
Because I hate an appointment.
I know. So
but
bad.
We ended up having a good night.
We did. So. And thank you so much for everything you did for me. Mackie literally like planned the cutest little pregame at her house. She got balloons. She did a charcuterie board. Like it was so perfect. And her grandma even fucking went shopping for me and picked out a purse. I'm close with Gab because she's Mackie's grandma, but like I'm not really close with her. Right. And like she literally went out and bought me a fucking present, and now I'm gonna have to do a handwritten thank you note because I can't text her and say thank you because she's a grandma, you know, like you have to
she's
do a
so cute. It gave her just, you know, a little activity to do for the day. Go pick out perfect. Something for you. Because I invited her to your birthday party. She's like, I can't make it, but I'll get her a present. And I was like, oh gosh, you don't have to get her a present. And she's like, she still did.
She did.
So thank you, Gab.
Does she listen?
Sometimes she sees the clips on when she like randomly ends up on Instagram and she,
she doesn't text but she sees the clips.
I'm like, I see that you saw the clips in my stories, and she's like, what's Instagram? I'm like, you viewed it. And she's like, I don't know what that is. And I'm like, okay.
she's cute.
So
yeah, it actually ended up being a good birthday other than the fact that I made terrible cosmetic decisions.
No worries.
So
still look good.
Okay, so we came back to Nashville this morning. We did the early Monday morning drive. We decided to do this because we like spending Sundays at home. Mm-hmm. And my mom was out of town, but she wanted to do dinner on Sunday. So I was like, okay, we'll stay for dinner. We drank a little bit of wine with our friends. And we were like, okay, we have to leave at 5 a.m. to get back for work in time. Mm-hmm. So I'm driving, like always. And it gets around 7 a.m., and Mackie's like, I think I need to take a little bit of a nap. Like, I'm so sorry. Are you going to be mad at me? I don't want to leave you. And I'm like, it's okay. Like, literally just take a nap. Like, it's fine.
She's like, my eyes were closing. I had already had two coffees.
Two coffees and her eyes were closing. So the question is,
is it okay for the passenger to fall asleep?
Is it okay for the passenger princess to fall asleep while,
or just the passenger? It doesn't have to be the princess,
right? A passenger.
But I was gonna say, like, if you're the only other person in the car, I think makes a difference.
Yeah.
So like this morning, it was just me, and like it was rude to fall asleep, but I'm like this, I literally could not stay awake. And like, you said you were fine. So, and then I was like, okay, like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, actually, like, I would love for you to stop talking. And I was like, what?
Here's the thing about Mackie and a road trip, especially if it's just us two. The girl does not shut up. And I love you dearly, and I appreciate everything that you say.
What was I saying? Like, it was like 5 a.m. and I just didn't stop talking morning.
I couldn't get through one fucking song without you saying something.
Yeah.
Like, it was.
You just nod and you're like, yeah. And I think I started to realize that. And I was like, so she wants me to shut up.
Yeah.
And then you told me.
Yeah.
And so I went to sleep.
I mean, like, you guys, it's literally the most random shit ever. And she's like, yeah, and this and this and this. And I'm like, oh my God, like, just let me listen to a fucking song.
So I went to sleep. You're welcome.
I'm sorry. Is that so mean of me?
No, I understand. I just like, I would rather chat and talk than listen to a song.
Yeah.
And that's just me.
And
even though it was super early, I think I was trying to like stay awake. And I just had a lot on my mind. It was pretty early in the morning.
It was so early. And she was chatting. And then she fell asleep for 30 minutes. I listened to my music. I was
listening to Taylor Swift, which I love.
Yeah, I listened to Taylor.
I slept through Taylor.
And she woke up and she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I left you. Are you okay? I'm like, dude, I'm literally on a 10 right now. Like, I'm perfectly fine.
25 and thriving.
25 and fucking thriving.
Alex, stop.
I'm with you though. I would hate that. I would be like, shut up. Please go to sleep. Yeah. Especially a morning road trip. It's case by case, I think.
Sad,
like some road trips I'd be like, stay up with me.
Yeah.
We're having a drive. Early morning though, dude, please do not. Don't talk.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Like, I'm trying to think of even what you were talking about too, because I was like, I literally did not answer her. Like, she would be talking and I'd be like, yeah.
So I'm just like annoying, I guess.
And then she would like, but she wouldn't get the cue that it's like, hey, like, we're done with this combo. It would be like, keep going.
That's so sad, dude. Come on.
Are you mad at me?
No, I'm just like, I was just trying to be a nice like friend and talk about things that we would want to talk about.
I know. You're so innocent and cute.
It's fine. I understand.
I'm sorry.
Annoying.
That was mean of me.
No. It's totally fine. Dude, I can take the heat. you know, it's fine. I went to sleep. I get it. I just like, will notice it on the next road trip. Like you've told me this before on a road trip. Yeah. I just kind of think I forgot.
Now you're remembering it right now.
She actually like gets mad. There was this one time I interrupted, multiple times I've interrupted you because she sings in the car, like fully sings every single lyric she knows of every single song.
Yeah.
Somehow. I don't know what, if you research it, on your free time, but she knows every lyric, and I'll interrupt and tell a story, and I want the music turned down, and I'm ready to tell it. And when we got to Bucky's on the way home, you were pissed that I interrupted you singing Noah Cobb.
No, I don't think I was.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you were. I told you you were, and I think I was right. So anyways.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I really do just like to sing. I mean,
no, it's totally fine.
Speaking of dude, and the thing about Mackie too is if it's not Taylor Swift, she doesn't know the song. Let's just be honest.
No,
you don't.
I played Kesha today.
So we're on the way here, Alex. On the
Which
way here.
Which is edgy Taylor Swift, basically.
The way here, I'm playing new Usher. I think it's a new Usher song. It's Usher or Chris Brown, something. Good, good. It's called. And I'm listening, Mackie, can you play a song I know?
No, I said that I love.
Can you play a song that I love? Kesha. I'm like, Kesha? I literally said Mackie.
So what did you play?
I played We Are Who We Are. And then I played Justin Bieber one time. And then I played Burning Up by the Jonas Brothers. All older songs that she knows the words to. And I literally go, Mackie, I really feel like you're missing out on some good new music. You don't know any of the new songs. She's like, yeah, I do feel like I'm missing out. I think I need to learn some new music. I'm like, yeah, you fucking do.
I do. It's a big thing for you cool people out there. The music. The music. And y'all all, it's a part of your life. Alex, you always are posting fucking songs.
Always. Dude, I love new music.
You need to listen to what he posts.
I know.
I'd be curious to hear your thoughts on all the things that I post, for sure.
Could you please send me them?
I'll just start DMing them right to you. Yeah. I'll share it to the story and then I'll DM it right to you. And I'll just be all right, report back on Monday.
Yeah. Yes, let's do that. Because but I'll read the lyrics. I want to feel connected to the song. I really like to relate to a song.
Okay.
Yeah, if you listen to anything that you think she'll relate to, send it her way because she loves to she likes to twist the song to be how can I relate this to me?
Yeah,
in my
at the
situation.
Beach, Mike was, I was living for this. He was this is a great breakup song, Mackie. And I was yes, turn it up. Because that's relatable. Anything relatable to me.
Okay. It's going to take, I'm going to have to feel you out. I'm going to have to send you stuff and you give me thumbs downs on them.
Okay, that's
for me
fair.
To be okay, this is
that's fair. But I feel like you have some good taste. And I can get into the good vibes of music. I just I don't know. I just don't.
I think we've had a music talk before because I was you don't really listen to rap. The only rap song you know is from high school and it's Jordan Belfort.
Yeah.
I just think it's hilarious that you stopped uploading music to your iPod in 2011. We're just it ends here. Everything in the future is garbage. That's just right.
That's
here.
I can only play old shit for her to know it.
What the fuck? I used to be cool. I used to keep up with the songs.
Have you listened to the new Jonas Brothers album?
I know Vacation Eyes.
The whole thing is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Start there.
I've made her listen to it.
I know Vacation Eyes and I like that one.
And you know Wings, I think.
Mm-mm.
Summer Baby.
I don't know. Dude.
Okay,
seriously,
whatever.
Stop.
All right. Let's move on to pop culture.
All right. What do we have?
So, biggest topic I feel like right now is Kristen Cavallari. Cavallari.
Cavallari.
Kristen Cavallari is dating a 24-year-old. Oh my God, I can't speak.
She's dating a TikToker.
Start over, please. God. Okay, the biggest thing right now is Kristen Cavallari is dating a 24-year-old TikToker. And he's hot as shit.
Yeah.
And everyone's giving her shit because she is 37. And she came out saying, people are she's a cougar. But no one talks about Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid. Because
I didn't know they were dating.
They are. But they are 20 years apart or something. So what do we think about a 37-year-old dating a 24-year-old? What do they have in common?
Okay, so I saw the photo. I actually saw this before you guys brought it up to me today.
Hell yeah. Props to Mackie.
So I did I was researching E! News, but I saw it. And, I think it's a little bit strange. 24 is really young for 37. How did they meet is my thing. And I understand the boy liking her. I understand the guy liking the older woman. That's hot and boys are into that. But I'm does she really like a younger guy so much? But I feel low-key it's kind of
And Is she
kind of makes sense?
Is she like sugar mommying him?
I don't know. Like he makes. Do you think he makes a lot of money on TikTok?
I don't know. I don't even know how many followers he has. But I just feel like, what do they actually have to talk about? Like, how are their problems like relatable to each other? Like, I just don't understand how a 37-year-old and a 24-year-old could have a relationship like that, being in such different stages of life. You know, like, what do they talk about? I'd be so curious to know. I feel like he's literally like a child, but maybe she's like immature. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I feel like you can still talk about like human things, like the grocery store and the new music, you know.
Sick,
you know,
sick time. I'm with you. I think that's crazy.
It's
the thought
bizarre.
Of dating somebody 10 plus years.
I think it's a little awkward.
So now you're changing your mindset.
Like, I'm sorry. I need to take a side here.
You need to take a side. Do you think it's weird or do you think it's normal?
I don't think it's normal, but I'm like, I mean, I guess they're making it work somehow, some way, and like finding things to relate on.
They're not
like,
going to last.
Some people are, yeah, they're probably not going to last.
I don't know if she wants it to either. Like, she might just be like, I'm just going to have fun with this 24-year-old. Like, he's a Ken doll. He's gorgeous. Everything about this guy is like as hot as it gets.
Yeah, he's sexy.
He's like if you're creating a player for like the hottest possible guy. It's just like they maxed out all the sliders on the video game and he's just the greatest.
No, he is really hot.
And I wish we met him before her.
Yeah. I mean, to your point, literally she probably is like, let's just like have sex.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Like, I bet
he's probably down for that too. Like, maybe it's not like a full on real romantic like relationship, like talking about like the future and stuff. Maybe it's just like a fun fling thing. But she did post and put it officially on Instagram, which is pretty big deal. She has a lot of followers.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
So I didn't know Bradley Cooper and Gigi. So how much older is he?
I feel like 20 years. Can we look at
their
ages?
Yeah, I feel like that's crazy, but I feel like it happens so much. But
okay, he's 49 and Gigi is 28. Okay, so
no, so that's like 50 and
it's 21.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of
no,
years.
That's awkward.
I mean, Bradley Cooper is so fucking hot though.
He is. But for me, it's like the other person's gonna die way earlier.
Dude, they're not getting married. I mean, maybe. But okay, so another example of like Bradley Cooper dating young, Leonardo DiCaprio only dates young women. Like, I think there's like a certain age that he will not date you if you're over 25. Like, he will
not.
Are you
serious?
Date. Yeah. So, like,
we're out.
Did you say we're out?
Yeah, literally.
Were you in before? Did you think there was
when
a
we
shot?
Were 24?
Oh, did we think of there was course. A chance with Leo?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I mean, like, not. Actually, but like you never know.
Right.
I mean, you know, you think that Joe Jonas could fall in love with
true.
You.
But like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is he crazy like... big? He's huge, right? He's like one of the biggest people in the world.
Leonardo DiCaprio? Yeah, he's pretty big. Yeah. He's been like the biggest actor on earth since he was like 13.
I know he was in the Titanic.
Right. That's right. Good
that's
job.
Right, Mackie.
Well, because that was before 2011. So you know that.
That's the shit I know. But I mean, yeah, now we're cut off. That's crazy.
Now
that
we're cut
he
off.
Wouldn't date us. Seriously, I'm serious. Like, I never say never.
So
he would probably love us.
I'm sure.
But now
would.
We're fucking past his age limit.
Yeah,
bullshit.
We are. So say he like got a girlfriend that was like 23. As soon as she turns like 25 or 26, like he breaks up with her.
There's like
that's
a track
ridiculous.
Record of that. Yeah, like it's repeated.
How old is he?
Like, literally, probably 60.
What?
No. Probably 50. Probably 50 60. Something.
Oh my
God,
no.
He's 49. Same age as Bradley
Dude,
Cooper.
He has gotten older very quickly. I remember him so much younger.
Yeah.
I cannot believe he's almost 50. Yeah, that's how I remember him.
Of course.
Titanic. Damn.
Yeah. So he does not date girls older than 25. Pretty crazy, huh?
That's ridiculous.
But also, I just feel like he's one of those guys that's like
that's so dumb.
He's never going to get married.
Yeah, so you do think that about certain guys, like you think like Riley Green will never get married, right?
Did I say that?
Or is that somebody else? Like they think that they have so many options and so many girls, like it would be impossible, like and like Morgan Wallen, like for them to like
settle down
because of like the options that they'll have every single second of their life.
Yeah. Okay, so
I don't really believe that though.
One that's for sure is Dave Portnoy. He's never getting married, bro.
Yeah, he accepted that and got Miss Peaches.
Yeah, like he's never getting married. They just always like, he's like, why would I get married when I have a million hot girls throwing themselves at me all the time? Why would I want to settle down with one?
I just think they got like totally like mind like fucked. Yeah. With like the way their life started to come about. And I think it's sad because like he should want to settle down with one person regardless of all the other females.
Yeah.
But like he just like he got messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. So
do you think?
I mean, probably.
That's really sad.
It is sad. But like some guys,
doesn't care.
Some celebrities are just like that. I feel like there are women out there like that too that will probably never get married.
Drake's another one.
Drake, yeah, that's a good one. He'll probably never get married. I mean, he has a kid
already.
They
just have babies.
Yeah. He's like, and like, that's the thing about having a kid. It's like, you want to bring in new life. Like, all these men want to have like a son or a daughter of their own to be like passing their genes along, but they don't care if it's
with. If they're married?
Yeah, they don't care if it's with their wife.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm like, I'm so sheltered to that world. I can't believe it. Makes me sad. But shit, I guess it fucking is real.
So would you ever date an older or younger guy? Like, what's like the highest age you would go or lowest age?
So right now I'm 25. So probably like no more than 10 years.
35 you would date?
Like 34. Probably the highest for me.
Okay, what about younger?
Younger? Oh, I've only ever dated younger guys.
I know.
I love them. Probably like 25 now, probably like, I mean, like, I wouldn't want to put a number to it.
Would you date a 21-year-old?
No.
Too young?
Mm-hmm.
23?
Maybe.
Okay, you're turning 26 in a month.
Yeah, I'd go 23.
Okay.
Is that bad?
No.
What
about you?
I don't, I mean, I probably only date someone
so
that's
so go,
like,
you're older. So you're 25, so do the older first.
I like that this is the first time you guys are genuinely thinking about
this.
I think that's hilarious.
It is. No, because we've had this conversation. We were like, oh, like, who's the oldest guy you've hooked up with? And I said, like.
Like 26, 27.
No. I would not date someone younger than me. Because I already think men are so immature. I would not date someone that's 24. Like, you have to be 25 or older at this point. Even though I just turned 25, I'm not dating you at 24.
Wow. Okay. Like, I feel like I'm jealous of that and I want to switch my answer. Bro. No joke. I'm jealous of your answer. I only want to date older too.
Okay. You are so easily convinced.
I know.
I could literally convince you of anything.
I just like agree with like my people so much. Like if Kenna's like, I don't like this sandwich, I'm like, oh wait, shit, me either. And like I want to have my own opinion. I do. But like if she's like, I didn't like that sauce, I'm like, oh, you got it in my head that like you don't like it. Or like not only her, but like anyone.
Yeah.
Like even if Alex was like, that pizza sucks, and like I'd be like, you're right.
It kind of does.
Yeah. Like, I'll think about it and I'll be like, you're honestly right. Like I don't know. So now I'm jealous that you will only date older.
Okay, well,
that's a cool.
You've only ever dated younger, so I don't think you can change your answer.
That's a cool.
That's a cool. Dude, you're being absolutely fucking hilarious today. I don't know what happens with you, like when you get on the mic. It's like you're funny as fuck.
Only when I'm on the mic.
Can you dive in more to the the only older guys?
Yeah.
What's up? I feel like men don't fully, like, their frontal lobe is not fully developed until they're like literally in their 30s, and I think that we are more mature for our age in some ways. Like, guys don't mature as quickly as girls do.
Right. That's like a for sure fact.
Yeah, for sure fact. Like, they are just, it's just, I feel like it's a scientific fact that they just don't.
Yeah, I think it's like they're fully developed or mature at 26, their frontal lobe.
Yeah. And
have you guys ever heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just think that, like.
You knew you had one there. You wanted to make sure it was noted. Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Credit, you got it. Points on the board.
You want to wait till they are fully mature now that you're 25.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm my next boyfriend, I hope, is going to be my husband. So like, don't act surprised when I say that, dude. Don't act surprised when I say that. You've known this for a long time. I've always said the next man I date, I want him to be my, like, I don't want to go through a heartbreak again. I've said that. That doesn't necessarily mean that I want a boyfriend right now in this second. I'm just saying the next man I date, and that's probably why I'm still single, is because I'm not just going to date someone. Heartbreak is one of the worst pains, and I don't want to go through it again. So.
Dude, but it's not – you. you don't get that lucky. Like, you don't get to choose that. You got to date somebody and try it and see it out. Like I wanted my next boyfriend to be my husband too, and it didn't work out.
Yeah, but you just have to be like so sure, I feel like, that.
It's harder said than done to do that. To be like, my next boyfriend's my husband. I think a lot of people want that, but then shit hits the fan.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. Easier said than done.
But back to your point.
Back to my point. Okay. I want an older man because I feel like they are more confident and know what they want. And they are more likely to like want to settle down and not fuck around. Like, I have hooked up with younger men, but like, I don't think I'll ever date a younger man because I just feel like they don't know what they want. They're still like figuring it out in their early 20s, mid 20s. I need someone like 28, 29, 30.
Yeah, that's kind of fire. So I love that.
You love my answer?
I kind of agree. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Great answer. But
what's the – sorry.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would still probably date somebody younger if I loved them or liked them so much, you know. But, like, I think that's a good for you, a good standard for yourself.
Thank you, Mackie. What's, like, the largest, like, age gap you would do? I guess we already said that.
Yeah, like 9.
Okay.
Oh. Do you think that changes as you get older? Like, if you're 30, do you think you'd go for like 43?
I don't really.
Dude,
know.
You can't ask her that because she's hoping to be married by 30.
Fair. But maybe that's who that is.
Yeah. I mean, like, it goes back. Like, if I like them, like, a lot, then, like, I'll entertain it and check it out. I'm not one to, like, really do, like, the number thing. I don't think.
I mean, my parents were 11 years apart. They met when my mom was 19 and my dad was 30.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
11 years apart. And also imagine, like, back in the day, like, my white mom bringing home a black man. Like, my mom's family was like, actually, what the fuck are you doing?
Emphasis on man, too. Like,
30-year-old man.
Yeah.
30-year-old man.
With a job and all that.
And she's a teenager.
Yeah, she's 19.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Crazy.
Good for them.
Yeah. But
yeah, that is totally awesome.
And good for you.
Yeah.
Because here you are.
Here you are.
So, yeah.
So, I mean, like, I'm not opposed to it. I'm hoping really to find somebody like within 2 years.
Okay.
On either end.
That's a good
window. My answer.
Love it.
That would be my dream, but like, you know, not everything goes as you plan.
Okay. Moving on to the last topic of the episode. We have like major drama going on right now with Tish Cyrus and Noah Cyrus. Tish Cyrus is Miley's mom.
Yes.
And Noah is her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Tish recently got married to, have you ever seen the show Prison Break?
Like one episode. Okay. So no.
So one of the actors in Prison Break is Tish's now husband.
I didn't know she got married.
Yeah, she got married. And apparently the husband, his name's Dominic Purcell, used to date Noah Cyrus, her daughter.
No, for real? Like, it's they dated? Like, Noah and Tish dated?
Wait, it's alleged Tish? Drama. So it also says that Miley was unaware about this drama. So it said Miley had no idea about the drama with Dominic, no idea at all. This is what a source said.
Miley didn't know that Noah dated Dominic, is what that's saying?
She confronted her mom about it. She thinks it's a strange situation, but she loves her mom and wants her to be happy.
Okay, so...
And speaking of age differences...
Yeah, Noah's 24, the ex-boyfriend slash the mom's new husband is 54, and Tish is 56. So Noah dated a lot older man. Like, I would never do that, by the way.
Yeah, like, that's, like, what, 30 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, thanks. That's
I'm
weird.
Also just, like, was he... Like, this is, like, a sick situation, because it's, like... Were you, like... Did you marry the mom because you, like, were obsessed with the daughter?
Oh, that's weird.
No way. You think?
Dude, because you know that drama about Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian?
What is that?
You know that, like, he used to have the biggest crush on Kim Kardashian and, like, would go – he said, like, multiple things about, like, how he's her celebrity crush and all this shit. So it's like, did he marry Kourtney because, like, he was, like, in awe of Kim and wanted someone similar to, like, how Kim talks and looks and acts?
Because she was, like, available and, like, they started hooking up.
Like, that has been, like, on the internet. But, like,
I think what's encouraging about this one, though, that's different from that. Like, Kim and Kourtney look similar.
Yes.
Tish and Noah do not.
They don't.
Like, Noah's the one who does not look like everybody else in the family.
That's true.
So that helps in my book.
I think it's a little raunchy of the mom.
But the mom didn't know, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think she knew.
That he was dating her.
Because this says, this is a People magazine article. The source says, Noah confronted her mom about it. She thinks it's a strange situation, but she loves her mom and wants her to be happy. Mm-hmm. So take that with, you know, a grain of salt. Obviously, it's an anonymous source in a People magazine article, but it's interesting.
It's really interesting.
What would you do if your mom...
Wait, it says right here.
I can't even. Wait, it says even think about
younger
that.
Cyrus' sister was offended over her mom's relationship with Prison Break star. Noah and Dominic were seeing each other in a friends with benefits way, on and off. Mm. They stopped seeing each other, and then Tish started something up.
Mm.
Tish knew he had... Oh, she did know. Source added that Tish knew that he had been seeing Noah.
Hmm.
That's weird.
That is so weird.
Tish never gave Noah the chance to talk about it. To talk about
before
it
they got married.
Okay.
How does that happen?
What the fuck?
It sounds very Hollywood and celebrity to me and like craziness.
I also just feel like their family is so fucked up. Like they don't talk to Billy Ray
recently,
anymore.
Yeah. They sadly. Like,
Miley doesn't talk to him at all.
Yeah.
Because I think he's now dating or like engaged to or something one of her co-stars from Hannah Montana.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Wow.
Bizarre.
Wonder who it is. Lily?
No, it's not Lily.
Who is Lily? Emily Osment?
Yes.
Nice. Very nice.
Okay, so wow. I mean
that's just pretty crazy.
It's bizarre. But hopefully they figure it out.
And like the Tish has a podcast with one of the other daughters too.
And they went on call her daddy. Talk about it. Oh my God. Do you think Alex Cooper's pissed that she didn't know this tea before she had Tish on?
For
call
sure.
Her daddy? They totally would have asked her about that.
Yeah. Round two.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Damn.
Well, best of luck to the Cyruses.
Yeah. Hopefully they figure that out and don't get divorced or some shit. I don't know.
I feel like they might.
They might. All right. Well, anything else, Mac?
I don't think so.
Just your greasy hair?
I was trying to think. Oh, yeah. I mean, my hair is absolutely... I, like, wash it and I dry it with a hair blow dryer and it is, like, soaking wet with grease. So if anyone knows what to do about greasy hair, please let me know. My hair is just, like... I don't know if it's because I, like, sweat a lot when I, like, work out.
You didn't work out today?
No, I know. I think it's, like, a buildup.
Oh, a buildup. Okay.
Yeah, from, like... my sweat glands on my head.
Okay, well, we'll figure that out. Thanks so much for that, and we'll
see you
next week.
See you next week.
Love you. Bye.